Earth and Sky.
I think people are passionately interested in our own story, from the beginning of time through the formation of all the places that we could possibly live, how life originated here on Earth, we don't know.
You are listening to Nobel Prize-winning astrophysicist John Mather. I caught up to Mather at a science meeting in Boston in early 2008, where he was speaking about physics on a grand scale.
Scientists are currently able to think about finding out how we got here on this planet Earth. Every step from the Big Bang through the formation of the first stars and galaxies to the formation of the solar system and the possibility for the Earth to be the right temperature and provided with water, all of those things are possibilities for scientists to explore and currently being worked on by worldwide international collaborations of people building telescopes, observing the sky through them.
Mather is senior project scientist for one of the next generation telescopes after Hubble, the James Webb Telescope. He says the James Webb is about half built with 5 years to go for it to launch. It should help answer many questions about this universe in which we find ourselves.
People do want to know. And so I think this is part of our culture that we just want to know our origins and want to know where we're going. And it would be really cool if we knew we weren't alone.
Our thanks to John Mather. I'm Jorge Salazar, and we're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.